Welcome back to another episode of The Coffee Break. This time I'm joined by Sam T. Cheers, Sam.
Cheers.
Sam, for those of you know those people who don't know who you are, can you introduce yourself and tell us what you do at Animoca?
Sure. Sam T here. I lead the investment and strategic partnerships team at Animoca. So what we do, namely basically is investments and partnerships. But the key word is really strategic because all we do, whether it's pure investments, whether it's on the, empowering side, how to work with our ecosystems, we always have the strategic mindset, right? How do we work with all our portfolio projects to actually help them with, let's say, on the go-to-market side, on the tokenomic side, or maybe even on asset management post-TGE side of things, how do we contribute, right? So a lot of the efforts has actually been focused on how do we work with these projects. Investment is actually just the beginning, right? But a lot of work, obviously we have to work with different teams, obviously DAT, the digital asset team, tokenomics team, the marketing team, right? So this is what we do, investment, but also a lot of acceleration and incubation work.
What did you do before Animoca and how did you come to work at Animoca?
I'm basically coming from the TradFi world, what you think of the traditional finance career, right? That everyone would have been familiar with in the Web2 world. So I started out in investment banking, done a couple years of private equity, and I also was with a major fintech organization to drive the strategic investment and partnership side of things. So you would probably think this is not related to Web3 at all. In fact, I only come into, exposure in Web3 around 2019.
That's pretty early.
Yeah.
That's, I would say, okay-ish early in this organization. Obviously, back then when I think, around time when GameFi summer happened and maybe a little bit of time before that, looking at different of the top 100 coins, right? This is when I started interacting and it's kind of a shock, right? A cultural shock because it seems to me things that can be discussed and implemented at a community level could be way quicker than what you've seen in the corporate world, right? This is what initially got me fascinated. And coincidentally, I think 2022, that's when I was having a chat with Min and Alan, our chief business officer and chief operating officer, respectively, that, hey, we do have a position, opportunity, which you want to consider that, right? And it's very interesting because it combines my personal interests, which is the Web3 fascinating world, with what I'm already doing, basically the investment side of things. So, yeah.
So we obviously, a lot of people in the market know Animoca for its investments, right? And, investing into a lot of sort of high profile projects. And we always hear big numbers like 400, 450, 500. What's the actual number today?
To be honest, as of today, I don't know. But we do have a tally by the end of last year, which was 540 portfolio projects across the group and also Animoca Ventures. Obviously, the number would change as we add more to our portfolio. You'll probably get an update by the end of Q1. But I think the official number right now is 540 portfolio projects.
Amazing. That's absolutely incredible. What's the strategy when it comes to investing? We've seen that pie chart where, look at in terms of sort of the diversity of the portfolio. What's the strategy when it comes to investing in companies for Animoca?
Yeah, I think for us, it really kind of based on how we think their ecosystem synergistic value from an Animoca perspective. As I mentioned, right, we are not a pure play VC, right? All we do is that there needs to be a strategic mindset. Obviously, this also based on how we think our business would evolve over time. Obviously, we are very much known as a gaming company, even before our venture into Web3, right? But we have basically, I would say, diversified our investment holdings, right? And also our investment engagements over time. So right now, whether it's on, let's say, non-gaming side of things, the infrastructure side of things, we've been quite active in AI recently, right? Because we do see a lot of synergies with the gaming side of things, right? There's a lot of chit-chat and talk about, hey, how can AI combine with gaming or the IP side of things, right? But we're just seeing a very little glimpse of what could happen. In fact, right now, we're also working very closely with some of the leading ecosystems and our portfolio projects to cook something that is really interesting. So I would say we're trying to expand our ecosystem. When we see something that is very interesting in the long term for us, both strategically and financially, this is something that we'll pursue.
So expanding on that a little bit, obviously you mentioned a few of the big projects and strategic investments into the big projects. Igloo is obviously one of the, you know, one of the projects that's under kind of under that umbrella, right? Can you tell us a little bit more about an investment like that? How does that work? What does that typically entail? And how does that sort of mutually benefit both sides?
Yeah, I would say Igloo is a very good example of how a strategic investment as a partnership would look like, right? Because obviously, they are basically a very interesting brand-driven and community-driven NFT collection in the very beginning, but it basically evolved into a superpower in terms of rallying the most interesting communities in Web3. And they do also drive the potential adoption of Abstract, which is the infrastructure piece of it. So if you look at all the infrastructure layers in Web3, they are probably the ones that has the strongest community, especially on the consumer side of things. So for us, obviously, this is a natural fit. What Yat has been kind of shepherding this company to us has always been pursuing digital property rights. And a key factor of that is how can you drive communities to adopt amazing IPs. For example, Pudgy is actually, I would say, a Web3 born, but also increasingly, be able to kind of onboard Web2 audience sort of IP, right? But it doesn't stop there, right? Because it also goes about how can they also onboard other communities to the Pudgy ecosystem, right? And maybe to kind of spoil it a bit, we are also thinking of working with them on something, building on Abstract, which is obviously the place to go, right? Right now, if you think about consumer or gaming related applications, this is something that you can potentially work with them because they do have that influence. They do have the community that can support the project. And obviously for Animoca, it's not just the investment side of things, but we also work closely with the Pudgy team on the GTM side of things. And maybe, for example, if we do have some incubation ideas, right, that is something that we can definitely also work with them. Let's say build something on Abstract, for example.
So we obviously have to address the elephant in the room, which is Mocha Network, right? Over the last 12 months, we've seen and heard a lot of news about Animoca Brands raising funds for Mocha Network. How does that typically work and what kind of deal structure or sort of benefits does that accrue to Mocha Network?
Yeah, sure. Obviously, I think first thing first, Mocha First is, as you mentioned, the elephant in the room. But what it really captures and encapsulates is the connected power of the Animoca ecosystem community, right? It basically captures the 540 portfolio projects that we just talked about. How can we connect them in a more systematic way to really bring about the power of Web3? So this is actually initially how we thought about the thesis and ethos of the Mochaverse network. Obviously, I think fundraising aside, right? I think one key point is how do we contribute to the network effects for developing Mochaverse network or the Mocha Fam network or Mocha network, how do you call it, right? So let's say from our investment work that I just mentioned or the partnership that work that we just mentioned, we actually work very closely with a team. Obviously, Tyler, Nick, and the remaining team. Let's say if we see anything that's interesting, whether Animoca as a group corporate invest or not, we'll also work very closely and ideate with the Mocha team. How do we go about, working with these guys together, right? So one example would be Pixels, which is one of the best Web3 games right now, which is also one of a portfolio company. So it's not just on the investment side that we work very closely with Pixels, but in fact, they are also one of the key activation campaign partner for Mochaverse. So back, I think it was just last year, when Mochaverse was starting the very first activation campaign, there is actually a cross-pollination of hundreds of thousands of users between the two different communities, right? And that is just gives you a visualization of an idea, right? How these two networks can really complement each other. And Pixels is just one of the very first cases, right? There could be cases in the gaming side, in the deep side. We're also seeing some interesting leads in the AI side, which is obviously talk of the town. That is, well, very keen, right, to work with Mochaverse. And once you have the footprints working with all these different projects and verticals, then there is the reputation system of Animoca that is starting coming to place. And that would also lead to major, for example, Web2 brands adopting, endorsing the Mochaverse network. So for example, SK Telecom in Korea is a very good example of that. Basically see a very good entry point on how do we onboard Web2 audience to the Web3 world, right? And obviously they're amazed by the work we've done, and this could be a very good entry point for them.
Obviously, Mocha and Igloo and Pudgy, they're obviously some of the biggest projects in the space. What are some exciting projects that you might be looking at right now, or that you could sort of imagine developing into something in the next 6 to 12 months?
Sure. I think one particular talk of the town is obviously AI, right? And you'll be seeing also a lot of different, whether it's tokens, whether it's assets that's being spawned out over the span of literally the past 6 months, right? And for us, I think this is quite interesting because people do give attention to these new class of assets. And I would say from a valuation perspective, this is also quite volatile, right? But maybe I think one way to look at it, and that's one of the theories that I quite like a lot, is the Amari's Law. Basically, people do, I would say, overestimate the impact of a technology in the short term, right? But they usually underestimate the long-term impact of the same technology. So I think AI is kind of in that realm, because if you look at a lot of narrative-driven AI tokens, maybe it's not a lot that they've done, right? But maybe the imagination of what could look like, let's say in 2 to 3 years' time, that really amazed people, and that obviously contribute to the community perception of how things should be valued. But it doesn't really impact, I would say, the work that we continue to do, because we want to really look into something that is mid to long term, that will flourish in the ecosystem. So one thing maybe I can pinpoint, which is kind of also relevant to us, would be the combination, right, or the intersection of AI and gaming, right? You'll be seeing some, I would say, AI agents, let's say the waifu agents that you might have seen, or maybe the DeFi agents, DeFi with the AI, right? DeFi agents, right? But we haven't really seen something that is implemented in gaming environments, right? Not let alone like Web2 gaming environments, but even Web3 gaming environments. So this is something I think would be quite interesting, because this is the first time that you would have potentially an autonomous and dynamic world that is governed by agents, right? And let's imagine if these agents are able to compete with human players, or maybe they would be able to co-pilot with you guys in navigating the game, right? Or maybe even it could develop its kind of own sentience, right, or conscious, that would be able to, well, I would say, navigate beyond the typical rules of the game. So this is something that we've seen some interesting ideas and projects, and we'll continue to invest in. But at the same time, we're also thinking on the acceleration or incubation side, what Animal Kit can do with some of these ecosystems. So stay tuned.
Fascinating. Well, Sam, thank you so much for what's been a really interesting chat today. Definitely gonna keep an eye out. Hopefully the AI rulers don't come for us all just yet. But no, cheers, Sam. Thank you.
Cheers, pleasure. Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, that was an incredible chat. And join us next time for another coffee break where we speak to more big brains from the world of Web3 and beyond.
Thank you.
Bye.